없이 style 최고로 느껴본 다음 너의 세상은 달라질 거야 You go wanna come on wow 다른 거 필요 없어 자꾸만 화려해 질 거야 넌 Now you wanna ride this wheel 우리 get some time 너도 원하게 you feel Yeah we got no time to kill 배기음이 말에 많이 바빠 ill 더 위로 가 점점 위로 가 너 잃지 마 끝까지 달려가
세상에서 벗어나 Run to the highway 바로와 끝이 없이 밟는 중 Wanna go to the moon
환대로 brave 가슴 뛰는 소리 Nothing can stand in the way
Listen to K-Pop Radio on the free iHeartRadio app, and we'll be back next week.
Right here.
iHeart K-Pop with JoJo on 102.7
Kiss FM.
Brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5.
This is Miley Cyrus.
I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ariana Grande, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio Countdown.
Do it now.
From number 20 to number 1, this is the countdown that you control. The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, let's do this. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren, it is so good to see you. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. I've been hanging out. I'm in between tours right now, so I'm stoked to stop in.
Every time I log on, like, you know, on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, it's like, I feel like you're always on tour.
Yeah.
Granted, it's a bit staggered on because, you know, you're still posting stuff.
No, I've spent the better half of my last 2 years. I'd probably each year on tour about 8 months of the year.
All right, we got lots to chat with Alex, of course. Yeah. New album coming, new song, life, all that good stuff. On with the countdown, let's go. This is song number 20.
French Montana, Ever Since You Left Me.
Get ready to shake it. I went deaf on the break it. Ever since you left me. More money, more cars, more show. Ever since you left me. More diamonds, more gold, more motion. I went deaf on the I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Dipped in a purse.
I went deaf on it. Yes, my, yes, I, Fiesta. Drop top G-Wagons, we don't do Teslas. Don't pay for the bag, I pay semesters. I turn dream girls to my new extras. Hand, nice game girls do too. Run through the city like the two live crew. Got a Harlem broad, got a Brooklyn broad. I ain't come this far just to come this far. A friend to all is a friend to none. So don't push me, press the button. I went deaf on it. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Dipped in a purse.
I went deaf.
All I need is one night, one chick, dumb drip. Baby want a piece, call me scrumptious. Baby wanna be with me, call me husband. She was singing on my mic, Teddy Rugs spin.
This guy too loud, cool. First time I heard the flow, they knew I do. Christina Pink, Moulin Rouge. Got the three-piece suit, me blue love shoes. I went deaf, blew my mood. I just gave it that
I went deaf.
I went deaf on the. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on me.
All I need is one night.
Whipped in a purse.
I went deaf on it. I went deaf.
Radio Countdown, number 19, Stella Lefty, Boston.
On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this is the part I'd run, but I like it when you're nice to me. Well, there I was, swearing I would never fall in love. All my inhibitions barked out the second you said what's up. So here we go, I'm throwing up the things I used to know. I hate to admit it, but I guess I'm not better. It when the morning hits your eyes, you don't want me to leave. Never knew I would be this long for the ride. Last month you were just another someone, but now we're headed back to where you come from. On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this is the part where I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. I don't know where it's going, but don't wanna go back. And usually I'd leave right at the thought of that, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. I like it when you're nice to me. I like it when you're nice.
Song number 19 this week on the iHeartRadio Countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, I love you and your wife's love story.
Thanks, man.
I mean, something about it. It's just, you know, it's just perfect. You guys, I mean, you seem like you champion each other.
Sure.
Have each other's back, which I guess the basis of any good relationship, you know. I guess my question is, don't answer anything that's too personal.
Okay.
But when did you know that she's the one?
Second day I was talking to her on Snapchat. I was 18 years old, and I had seen a picture of her on my friend's story, and I slid up, and I was like, it's just so funny. This is the modern day love story you're hearing right now. I slid up on a story, and I was like, that is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my entire life. And we just started talking, and it felt like I knew her. Like, the minute I started talking to her, I felt like I knew her forever. And it was just so easy, and we FaceTimed every day, and we'd fall asleep on FaceTime, and I don't know. It just seems like it seems so trivial now, like elementary in a way, but I remember I would tell everyone, I was like, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
Wow. And of course, it happened.
Coolest.
If I ask her the same question, what do you think she would say? Like, when did she know that you were the one?
She would tell you the same thing. She said, I love you, after the second day of talking.
So like second day after you meeting on Snapchat, right?
We had never even met yet, and she said, I love you. And but her argument for this is, she said, love you. And she says, those are two different things. She goes, I didn't say I love you, I said love you. And I was like,
what's the difference?
It's the same thing. But apparently we're in the wrong here. The guys are in the wrong, and I will accept that I'm wrong.
Okay, I guess I will do the same.
I'm wrong. But
So she, love you and I love you completely.
So, so every single time we'd end a conversation or a phone call, she said, love you. And I was like, I'm not going to say that until I see you in person, until we meet. And like, I can say it to you, to your face. And the day that we meet, I think it's 3 months later, and she comes running out of the airport in San Diego, and she's got this beach blonde hair, and she's tanner than anyone I've ever met. And she runs up to me, and I look at her straight in the face. I go, I love you. And then I kiss her. And it was the Notebook. It was cool.
Wow. Okay, final question on that.
Hey, man.
Love you and I love you. Love you means, hey, great talk. Like, Alex, love you.
Yeah, she goes, love you.
And if I said, Alex, I love you, it means there's something kind of more substantial going on.
I guess.
I don't even
know. I think they're the same, but
we are wrong.
We are wrong.
Yeah, Alex Warren is here. On with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 18.
Niall Horan, Tastes So Good. No other app or website can do. Thousands of live radio stations you can take anywhere. Want to listen to that station in Denver, but you're in Philly? No problem. In Austin, but you miss Seattle? No problem. Plus, iHeartRadio lets you create your own custom artist stations.
This is Selena Gomez. This is iHeartRadio.
Just type in the artist you love, and iHeartRadio creates a station just for you with their biggest hits, all commercial free. Free radio and unlimited music, all in one app. iHeartRadio. The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright. More coming up.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a social media manager.
Did you just post our Q4 earnings to your personal social media?
Oh yeah, used a trending audio and everything.
That's confidential financial data.
Relax, it only went a little viral.
The SEC just commented with the eyeball watching emoji.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed-sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit. Okay, Rockstar, let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey guys, do you want male performance in the bedroom and do you want it now? Get it in 47 seconds or less. For the first time, you can have instant male enhancement. Introducing Knox 47, the topical male enhancement that works in 47 seconds or less. Satisfaction guaranteed. Finally, after years of scientific research, our proprietary formula will allow you to perform in the bedroom like never before. Just imagine that little blue pill on steroids. No reason to settle and wait when you can get instant performance now. Forget about pills and potions that make you wait hours or up to 30 days to work. That's yesterday's news. Knox 47 is brand new. The hottest thing for men. And you don't need a prescription. Call now and get your free supply for a limited time.
To find out how to get Knox 47 for free, call now. 800-617-1621. That's 800-617-1621. Free bottles for a limited time. Call 800-617-1621. That's 800-617-1621.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
What we gotta do right here is go back. Back in the
time. I'm thinking about her every second, every hour. Do my singing in the shower, picking petals off the flowers. Like, do she love me? Do she love me not?
sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Outside of town, left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I'm here for someone else.
This is Noah Kahan.
Hey, it's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Sabrina Carpenter.
Hey, this is Travis Scott.
Back to the iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, we're back. It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren's hanging. Alex, I'm going to play this track, Rescuer, a little bit later on in the countdown.
Yeah.
We're all excited for this new album called, obviously, Wild Child, coming out August 28th. What can you say about this album? Give me some top secret stuff.
There's a really awesome feature. It's my dad's favorite artist, and so he's on the song. And yeah, it was my literally growing up, my early memories about my dad was listening to music in the back of a car, and he had these Costco peanuts all the time. And I don't know, I would just always eat all the peanuts and listen to these awesome musicians. And when I wrote a song dedicated to my dad, I put a minute and a half guitar solo at the end, and I sent it to him and I said, "You're holding up my album. You gotta cut a part on this, or else my album doesn't come out." And he did it.
Oh my, that's crazy.
It's cool.
Man. That's beautiful, man. Right? And you said, I think one of your posts, you're not ready for the emotional whiplash this album makes you feel.
Yeah.
Elaborate on that if you can.
I opened the album with a very fast paced love song that you would argue is meant for the radio, and then right after you have a song like a sad ballad. And I like that because at my shows, one moment you're dancing, the other moment you're crying. And I thought that that's a really good, when I think about life and I think about something going really well, I go, well, this is terrifying because it can only go down from here. And my life famously has been very roller coastery with emotions, whether I'm doing great and then I'm doing horrible and things in life happen. And I think that when you listen to this album, you listen to the songs, I want it to reflect what it is actually like in life. And, you know, you're doing great and you're in love and then you lose someone. And then after that, you might have a friendship that ends and you feel like you've been done wrong and you need to scream. And I'm not a confrontational person. And so when I write music, I am. And I wanted to write a song that kind of felt like I was this big person who could stand up for myself. And I'm in real life a scared idiot, and same. In my music world I'm a guy who can stand up for himself.
This new album, you guys, coming out August 28th. It's called Wild Child. Look out for that. Alex Warren hanging out all of the countdown. Time for an extra track. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown.
Daily literal, so be it.
Uh-uh.
like when you dance. I am in a trance, helpless. I can't walk away. You got me in your masquerade. You're like the apple, I shouldn't take a bite. But when I see you, forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you a guardian of Eden, so be it, so be it, so be it. So be it, so be it, so be it. It's too late, I suppose. You're taking off all of my the ceiling, cause you're the things I've been needing. You're like the apple, I shouldn't take a bite. But when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you my guardian of Eden, so be it, so be it. I got selfish needs, so hold on tight and grab on to me. You're like the apple, I shouldn't take a bite. But when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you my garden of Eden, so be it, so be it.
Countdown. Number 17. Bella Kay. I love it, I love it, I love it.
I like being used. It means I have a purpose. It's a little thing to do. At least you're being in earnest. Or maybe I'm too fragile. Or maybe you're too mean. I've never been real good at deciphering things. Let's say fate decide as we go to yours, as we go to mine. You're a bad idea, but a real good time. Oh, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, cause I do. One couple minutes up from relapsing into you. Oh, shut it, baby. Says about me, oh shut it, baby, I love it.
sometimes it happens. I'm a couple minutes out from the last night. Is the key still under the mat? Can you imagine the last time this happened? I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, cause I do. I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing to you. Oh, shut it.
That was song number 17 this week on the iHeartRadio countdown. What up, it's JoJo on the radio. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, you shot the album promo videos with Kevin James from King of Queens, if you guys don't know.
That
series of videos just seemed hilarious. Give me some behind the scenes funny moments with Kevin James or the shooting of those promo videos.
He's the coolest guy in the world. He is so nice and so easy. I'm not an actor, but I like to act a lot. And so whenever I do these things with these A-list actors who have been doing it for 30, 40 years of their lives, it's so cool to be able to kind of be like, I'm so sorry, I messed it up. And they're like, you're doing great. What are you talking about? Kevin's just one of those people on and off screen who are just, what a great guy, you know? And we are text buddies. We're both dead daddy baddies. And it's just been nice to kind of, you know, be able to hang out. We realized that there's a website that scores your feet while we were together.
Say what?
Yeah, there's a website that scores your feet, and like they'll find random photos of your feet on the internet, and I have a famously low score because I don't know why. I actually don't know why. I couldn't tell you, but now I'm barefoot all the time, so I'm trying to show off these dogs. But Kev,
as you should,
Kev has been barefoot many times, grown ups, you know, all these different things, and so he's got a 4.9 out of 5. I had a 2.7.
What?
I had to tell him that he was the king, queen, king, the feet king, and so I had to tell him. So that was a huge moment of the entire backstage.
Does the website give you like tips on like, all right, well, Alex, if you want to go from a 2.3 or whatever it was to
no, but to I got to hire a coach or something. Dude.
Something, clearly.
Something needs to happen.
All right, Alex Warren's hanging out on with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 16.
Benson Boone, The Time of My Life.
Time of my life, and I wish that you were still right here. I wish you came alone. You, why did you leave me so soon before all the flowers could bloom? I wish you came along. And know that every day is a party, every night's a nightmare, wishing you came along. Yeah, I'm having
Radio Countdown. Number 15.
Somber. My body isn't ready.
Song number 15 this week on the iHeartRadio Countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, Wild Child, of course, coming out August 28th. 13 songs on the album. You put the track list on August. What song almost did not make the album for whatever reason? There's a reason I'm asking this.
There's a song called Only Thing Left that I literally did not put on the album. And it's my wife's favorite song, even though it's a breakup song. I wrote a breakup song originally because I think with, again, everything you go through life, before I met my wife, I was a hopeless romantic that I was just searching for someone to love me, and which sounds obviously easier said than done. And every single relationship I'd ever been in, I had been cheated on. And there was this one relationship where I wanted to write about it and I never did. And so, you know, coming from a lens where I'm happily married with the best person in the world and being able to be like, you know what, like maybe it was just the fact that we tried everything, but maybe it was just not meant to be and we had to say goodbye. And yeah, so I wrote a breakup song and she loves it so much.
Wow.
She loves it. So she was like, you have to put it on the album. It's one of the best song. And I was like, all right.
Is it awkward? And once again, don't answer anything that's too personal. Is it awkward to present your wife with a song? What do you think of this? That's about, you know, a previous you know,
no situation? No, because also I don't write songs in the sense that, like, I write, if it's a breakup song, it's said and done and it wasn't meant to be. Gotcha. You know, and my wife and I are the most secure people ever. Like, you know, we are fully meant for each other. But on top of it, like, a breakup song in a happy relationship, as long as you're respectful, but also realizing that thing, that's what led me to you.
That's
know?
True. Like,
and that's the whole point of it all. Every bad thing that's ever happened or any relationship that didn't succeed turns into something beautiful, you know? And that's what that is.
That is a valid point. What, it, once again, the name of that song?
Only Thing Left.
All right. The reason I asked that question is a lot of those songs that almost don't make an album become either fan favorites or, in this case, your wife's favorite.
It's my friend's favorites, too. Something every time they hear it, they go, it's just an addicting melody is what it is. Like, the song is really, really good. And I just, for me, like, I write songs all the time. But for a breakup song, I was like, does it have a place in this album? And as I was thinking about, you know, where you are in the album and when you're listening, I want any, if you break up with someone, if you lose someone, if someone passes away, if, you know, someone messes with you and you feel hurt in some way, you know, I want, or you've just fell in love, I want you to feel every single emotion in life in this album. And we touch on every single emotion.
All right, Alex Warren's hanging out. On with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 14.
Malcolm Todd, Earrings.
Real quiet and you
Thank you guys for hanging out. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, you're on a break from the tour now. Seems like in my head you're always on tour. Do you love it as much as I think you do?
I do, honestly.
Weird things happen on the road. I've talked to so many artists where they've left like a band member in another city.
Sure.
Somebody stole their tour bus. You know, do you have any crazy road stories? Alex Warren.
I mean, honestly, all right, this is a crazy one, but it's a bit TMI. So okay. I apologize in advance. When you're on tour in a bus, you're not supposed to do a number two on the bus.
Only number one.
Only number one.
Gotcha.
Now, one might order sushi in the middle of the United States where sushi might be... Fresh sushi might be hard to find. And one, not saying me, but someone, might eat said sushi before getting on the bus. Now, that person, not me again, might wake up in the middle of the night with the craziest stomach cramp and have to poop.
So what would that one person, what should they do?
That one person frantically sits in the toilet trying, or stands on the toilet trying to find trash bags. And might be yelling at the bus driver on why there's no trash bags there. And one might find a black, hefty trash bag. And one might put it around the toilet seat and do the deed. Tie it up. And the rock stars will tell you to just to toss it. And it's called a hot bag. Not this rock star. Not this rock star.
No, not this one.
I hold up this bag. And keep in mind, I'm on vocal rest at this moment. I mean, this person's on vocal rest at this moment. And they might hold up their phone. Just like this and go, for those who are just listening, you tell the bus driver to pull over. And this bus driver might be the coolest bus driver in the world and grab you Pepto-Bismol and Tums.
Well, you know what? I hope that person, whoever that is feeling much better.
I checked on them. They're recovering.
Very cool. Alex Warren's hanging out. Top 13 songs coming up next. Do not move. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown.
The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright. More coming up.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season has come down to this. The Big 3 Championship is coming to Charlotte. Who will be crowned the Big 3 Season 9 Champion? Plus the Big 3 All-Star Game. The biggest names in the game, all on one court, one more time. Two games of the most physical, competitive, and non-stop 3-on-3 action. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET.
Yay!
Sleep Number's new collections are designed to adapt to the changing nature of your life and your sleep needs. Whether it's the personalized comfort of the new Comfort Mode mattress, the targeted pressure relief of the Comfort Next mattress, or the Climate Collection that actively cools or warms to help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
And now, get early access to our biggest sale of the year. Save 25% on the new Comfort Next Lux for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When cell coverage goes down, how will you reach your family? Get the ultimate emergency walkie-talkies from Rapid Radios with instant push-to-talk communication coast-to-coast using nationwide LTE networks. Best of all, no monthly fees and no subscriptions ever. Now at rapidradios.com/bundle, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy two radios, get one free. Every bundle includes a full year of service and free shipping. Secure your communications today. Visit rapidradios.com/bundle. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming. Happy screaming. Summer screaming. Dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Worried about
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago, but I don't wanna let anybody know. Everybody wants something from me now, and I don't wanna let them down. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you. If I knew it all, then would I do it again? Would I do it? Straight to my head, what would they say instead? If I knew it all, then would I do it again? Would I do it again? If they knew what they said, would go straight to my head, what would they say instead?
Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, we're back. It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren is hanging out. Alex, speaking of being on the road a ton, did you write or record any of this album or most of the album while on the road?
A little bit. Not much, though. I'm not a firm believer in writing on the road, funny enough. I think that there's two modes, and like my brain goes into it. I think to write a song, I wish I was like Ed Sheeran. Ed can write anywhere and anytime. Like, if there's a rock, he'll sit on it and write a hit song that, you know, Alicia Keys will sing. And I think it's the coolest thing in the world. I, for some reason, can't get into that mindset on the road. Like, I think with the songs that I write, and
right.
I just wish I was that talented, but I have to be like,
everybody works different.
I have
though,
to be home know? With a Diet Coke in my hand and a note and just playing a piano. I
so
can't
a song,
like,
what if
I
a song hits you? Do you put it in your phone?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. I write on the notes app, and I, when we go in, I don't even text anyone about it, and I just let it fester in my head, and a melody, I'll just go in my voice memos and start singing it. And then whenever I go to write a song with, I only write with the same people, my friends. And so whenever I go write with them, I just play for them and we just get into it.
So clearly you never record on the road as well, right? I've heard some people bring stuff on buses.
I will if
hotels.
I have to, yeah. So I record actually a lot on the road. So we have a recording studio that we'll put into like a hotel room or like a dressing room, and my friend will fly out and we'll just record
no
it
kid.
Before a show, yeah.
Anybody in the room next to you ever be like, you know, we have a complaint from
no,
room 34B?
No, not at all. I've never had that happen, actually.
They only knew that Alex Warren was recording next to him.
Yeah, the only times I get noise complaints when my friends come in and they like are way too loud, and like they're not trashing it, but they just jump on the beds for some reason.
Alex Warren's hanging out. On with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 13.
Gracie Abrams, Hit the Wall.
I'm a crack in the pavement. I'm a slipping knot. I'm afraid that my fortress is a glass box. I should know what I'm playing, but I forgot. Felt good for a